Good morning. Why don't you guys all come sit down here, because otherwise I can't do this one. You ready? How many of you have friends? You have no friends. You are a lonely child. You all have friends. I know you do. Do you ever get into a fight with your friends? You do? I thought you didn't have any friends. Sometimes we do get into fights with our friends. Sometimes we disagree with our friends, don't we? And that's not very fun, is it? So when you disagree with your friend, what do you do? Do you go and tell all your other friends what a bad person that is? No. You have never done that. Would you like to be on the church council? Seriously, don't we? A lot of times when we disagree with our friends, we go to our other friends and we say, oh, well, she is just... Oh. Except the guys say, he's a bummer, dude. Right? Yeah. Well, Jesus in the gospel lesson for today says, when we disagree with one of our friends, do you remember what he said we should do? Where were you? He said, you should go talk to them alone. You should go talk to them alone and see if you can work it out. Don't go talk to all your friends and everybody about them. Go and talk to your friends. And if that doesn't work, then get a couple of your other friends together and maybe go talk to them. Now, I got to thinking about that. Here's your I was working on this morning. So here we have a friend, okay? Here's a friend. Does that look like a friend? It's a metaphor. Okay? Pastor Fritz will tell you about metaphors later. But we're going to say that this is a friend, okay? That's one friend. Should we have more friends? Let's have another friend. Here comes another friend. What color is this friend? Okay. This is the orange friend. This is sort of the regular kind of friend. And the yellow friend is the sunny, always happy and fairly annoying friend. Here's the blue friend, who's true and nice. And here's this purple friend. Purple friends. They're kind of fun, aren't they? Okay, and then we have, I don't know what color this is. It looks almost like another blue. So you have all of these friends, and when they get mad at each other and they get all separated out, it's kind of a bummer. That's no fun, is it? So Jesus says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will also be. So one of the things I thought is that maybe when we're upset with our friends, we should maybe ask Jesus into our midst, into the middle of all of it. And when we do that, all the friends start to get back together, maybe. So, you know, our friends are pretty cool when they're all apart. But, you know, look what happens when you put them all together in Jesus. Oh, this is not going very well. What happens? It's a what? It's a rainbow. It's kind of beautiful, isn't it? Well, I mean, a real rainbow is. Mine is kind of... But rainbows are beautiful, and they're beautiful because it's all of God's beauty together. And I think that's what God is calling all of us to. That when we maybe don't get along very well and we're angry with each other, that we would call God into the middle of us to become God's people. God's beautiful, colorful, wonderful people. So think about that next time you're mad at your friends. Maybe make a rainbow. Oh, which could be very soon. Preempt it. Thank you, guys. You can go back to your places.